Hi, this is Edward calling from Opinion Research. We are talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed. This call is quick and confidential. Do you think of yourself as a male, female, or something else?
Male.
Do you think of yourself as a male? Okay. What is the year of your birth?
66.
66. What is the highest level of school you have completed, or the highest degree you have received?
A bachelor's degree.
Bachelor's degree. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
What is your race?
African American.
African American. Okay. Thank you. I'll be asking you a few more questions. Are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
I'm registered to vote.
Register. How satisfied would you say you are with the direction of the country? Would you say you are very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction
satisfied.
Of the country? Okay. Somewhat satisfied or very satisfied?
Somewhat satisfied.
Somewhat. As you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 elections? With a 10 meaning you are extremely likely to vote, 5 meaning you are neither likely nor likely to vote, and okay, awesome. How motivated are you to vote in the 2024 elections on a scale from 0 to 10? 0 means you are not at all motivated, and 10 means you are extremely motivated.
10.
10. Okay. How much power do you feel your vote has to create changes in your community? I would like you to please rate the amount of power your vote has between 0 to 10. 0 is no power at all, and 10 is a lot of power.
10.
10. Thinking about the upcoming elections in November, what are the most important issues for you when voting this year? I will put you up the options so you can select up to 2. First one, teaching history in schools. Second, healthcare. Next one, immigration. Next one, Israel.
Healthcare.
Okay, that's the first one. You can select another one, Israel, policy and conflict, abortion, climate change, jobs and the economy, voting rights,
abortion.
Democracy, abortion. Okay, awesome. Now, I would like you to rate how you feel towards some people and some groups of people. Using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 5 means that you feel neither warm or cold, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number between 0 to 10, depending on how you feel. And if you don't know or if you have never heard of the person or organization, please indicate so. Between 0 to 10, how favorable do you feel towards Donald Trump? 0 is... Okay. What about... Hakeem Jeffries.
10.
10. What about Kamala Harris?
10.
Black members of Congress?
10.
Tim Walz. How do you feel towards Tim Walz? You can use
0.
Okay, 0. What about Joe Biden?
10.
And by last, Republicans in Congress?
1.
1. Okay. If the 2024 elections for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Kamala Harris, Donald Trump, a third-party or independent candidate, or you're undecided?
Kamala Harris.
Kamala Harris. And how certain are you to vote for Kamala Harris? Very certain, somewhat certain, not too certain, or not at all certain?
Very certain.
Very certain. And if the 2024 elections for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? The Democratic candidate, the Republican candidate, or you're undecided?
The Democratic candidate.
Democratic candidate. Would you say that Democrats in Congress keep none of the promises, only a few of their promises, some of their promises, or all of the promises to Black Americans?
All.
All. Okay. Does Joe Biden stepping aside in order for Kamala Harris to be the Democrat nominee make you more or less likely to vote for Democrats for Congress? Or it doesn't make a change? Doesn't make any difference?
More.
Okay. Somewhat more likely or much more likely?
More likely.
Much more or somewhat?
Much more.
Much more. Was your life better under Biden or better under Trump?
Biden.
Biden. Much better under Biden or somewhat better under Biden?
Much better.
Much better. Okay. I'm going to read you a series of statements that people may say about Republicans in Congress. For each one, please rate each statement on a scale of 0 to 10. Where a 10 means that statement erases a lot of concerns about voting for Republicans in Congress. 0 means he does not aware any concern about voting for Republicans in Congress. And a 5 means he's somewhere in the middle. You may use any number between 0 to 10. Here's the first statement. Education is the foundation of success and opportunity. But Republicans want to strip away access to education for Black Americans by cutting funding for public schools, eliminating grants that help Black students afford college, and banning African American history from our schools. Between 0 to 10, how much does this concern you?
Very concerned.
That's very concerning. Between 0 to 10, how much would you rate it? A 10 is, it raises a lot of concern. 5 in the middle, and 0 does not raise any concerns. 10. Okay. In 2020, Trump told the white supremacist Proud Boys to stand back and stand by. If he loses and we saw the resulting carnage at the Capitol on January 6th, Trump continues saluting Proud Boys on the stage at every MAGA rally. He promised them immunity if he wins and a bloodbath if he loses. Republicans in Congress continue condoning this violent rhetoric. Our communities must send a resounding message this election, not on our watch. Between 0 to 10, how concerning is that for you?
Ten.
Just a few more. Black entrepreneurs have worked hard to build generational wealth in Black communities. They have created jobs and supported their health the local economies. Republicans want to strip away these opportunities and widen the racial wealth gap by defunding programs such as the Minority Business Development Agency, which provides grants to Black-owned businesses, and attacking organizations working to include more Black Americans in the wealth creation. Between 0 to 10, how concerning is this for you?
10.
Okay. Just two more. Trump and Republicans have stripped millions of women of the right to make decisions about their own bodies. With Black women facing disproportionate impact, more than half of Black women of reproductive age have little to no access to abortion care thanks to Trump. and Republicans have promised to pass a national ban that would restrict access even further, putting the lives and health of black women at risk. Between 0 to 10, how concerning is this for you?
10.
10. And the very last statement, Republicans are pushing forward. Come on, bro, you can't do this to me right now.